Thank you. Do what? Just as soon as he gets me a string, he can put them on fast because he'll get cut if he don't. Okay, we'll do that. No, I've got broke string. I broke string. I can't pick right now. Huh? Okay. Hey, I said I can't pick right now. He said, okay, talk. I can't talk. This has got me here. Wait a minute. I don't know if I can stand it or not. My mouth's crawling up where my nose is now. Get it over. Thank you. You're welcome, honey. Just don't run in. Don't run into nothing to hurt yourself. Is your boyfriend up here with you? Hey, hey, wait just a minute. Here's a sound man of WSM's Grand Ole Opry, and he's up here filming the show, and he filmed this show right now, Mr. Vic Gabani. Give him a nice hand, will you? Y'all, I want y'all to meet him. He'll be up at the table after a while. When Owen Bradley first built Owen Bradley's barn when I was in Wheeling, West Virginia, he was a sound man of the Grand Ole Opry, and that's been many, many years, and he's still the sound man. He's up here being a sound man for me. If I ever get to sing on the opera, he'll turn me on there big, too. Now, right here is a tape that they filmed last June. And it's got Tom T. Hall and a whole bunch of J.D. Crow, Doyle Lawson. It says, I believe it's 30 years reunion with me and Doyle Lawson. And before I forget about it, I'd get up here on the stage and I get to talking to y'all and you get to hollering at me and I get nervous, don't know where I'm at and what am I doing. But I want to tell you one thing. I'm so glad that they put Doyle Lawson in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame here at Bean Blossom, Indiana. Okay? He deserves it. When Doyle worked with me, he wanted to do it the best he could, and he tried hard, and he left and got his own group, and he knows every part. Bass, tenor, baritone, or lead, just like I did. I taught it to him the best I could. And he has done such a good job of having some of the best gospel singing. That's really what he's known for. But he can sing other stuff, too. But he does the best on gospel songs. What do you thought? What do you folks think, son? Do you? Okay. Doyle, where you at, son? I'm glad you got in here. You had my vote any time. Now? Now, while they're doing this, I'll get back talking about this. Here's the crowd on here. You may can pick your face out. I know if I was sitting back there, you can pick me out amongst all of them. But anyhow, how long is this tape, Vic? Huh? Hour and 15 minutes of everything you'd ever want to hear or see is on this tape. And then some, David said. Now we have some to sell back there. Dwight, let me have some to sell, but if you don't want to buy them from me, Dwight's going to have them everywhere you walk over at that Bluegrass Hall of Fame. He'll have them over there for sale, and you can get to hear yourself on there. So it's a talking about Bean Blossom, and also got pictures of people in there and pictures of the inside. It's also got some of the campers. You may see some of you all in some of your cars. It's got a lot of pictures. It was taken all over the park and everything. Kind of advertising the park, and I'm glad to get to be part of it. Now, let's see. We had a reason why I'm proud to be part of it, because I happened to be with the late Bill Monroe when he bought this place back many, many years ago. We used to play it twice, once in summer, and they didn't have no pretty place like this. They was over at the Brown County Jamboree. They called it the Brown County Barn, and that's when Bill bought it. We'd play it in the wintertime, and a guy took a notion, sell it, and Bill just bought it so we'd have some place to play in the wintertime. So that's what it all turned out to be. And ended up, when Bill passed away, they sold it then to Dwight Dillman. And I'm thinking, and I know you all too, that the family of Dwight Dillmans are running it real good and picking up the clean. They've got a big enough family that you don't have to walk on cans and papers and cigarette butts and all that stuff. They keep it cleaned up, and Dwight told me anything that goes on wrong, that y'all are not happy, please come and ask for Dwight Dillman, and he'll join you and try to see that everything turns out good. That's right. Grand Ole Opry song. Let's try them there one time.